I always love this first Sunday of the year. We almost always sing We Three Kings. The service starts with that. And I love it. I love the imagery in it, and I love its pace and its beauty. And I love its longing for this salvation that is to come. These three kings, they've woven their way into our imaginations. There is simply not very much about them in Scripture, but they have around them, we see all of this this imagery forms up and traditions that form up and become something that gets passed on and carried forth. We aren't given their names, for instance, in Scripture, but the tradition has given them names. There is this sense of that they were kings from different regions of the world. One a king of Persia, the other a king of Ethiopia, the other a king of Ethiopia, Persia, and someplace else that I'm now totally blanking on. These three kings, they've woven their way into our imaginations. So I want you to kind of just take a little look at the scripture reading you just read. How many kings do you find in that scripture reading? One, yes, one, who is King Herod. The other folks, no kings. Just, Scripture calls them wise men, right? The word that we have now conveniently translated for us as wise men is actually the word magi, the word that we get magician, you know, that becomes our word for magician. And these figures, these magi, they weren't kings. They were more like scientists slash philosophers slash priests slash astronomers, slash astrologers. They were all of these things kind of combined together in an era and time where people didn't break these things into different job descriptions. They were seekers. They were searching. They were seeking for wisdom, truth, beauty. They longed for justice and peace on the earth. And they combed the stars and used every means that they had to try to understand the deep mysteries of our lives. They were seekers. And so, because they are seekers, they invite me to imagine. And I want to invite you to imagine as well. Because I think what they do is they invite us to imagine, to fill in the blanks that the gospel leaves there for us, to fill in those blanks with our own imagination, with our own understanding of what these wise people might have been up to. Reverend Katie pointed out to me in the narthex before the service that magi isn't gender exclusive either. So these were wise people that we have. And there was another joke that she had, which I will share, which I'm totally stealing from her, about how the wise men brought these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and then the wiser women came afterwards with diapers and clean clothes and blankets and the things that you would actually need for a baby. But it's beside the point. These wise people, off seeking and searching. And what was it in the stars that grabbed their attention? What did they hope for and long for as they packed up their treasures and they set out on a dangerous journey to go and pay homage to this newborn king? What did they long for in that moment? For me, I think they were longing for a glimpse of the truth. They were longing for change and transformation, both their own and transformation of the world. They hoped that this newborn king would bring justice and transform the structures of their world into something that was more affirming of the dignity of human beings. And so they went out and they risked this travel to go and to pay homage, to be there and to be present. They combed the skies and they tried to figure out the course that they should take. They went out hoping and longing. And along the way, of course, they get a little bit lost, or they kind of, you know, the things, they need a little bit of help. And so they go to Jerusalem, and they talk to the people who are there, and they say, hey, we're looking for this newborn king, which is a surprise to the people who are actually there in Jerusalem, to the court, the royal court, because of this newborn baby's kingship, priesthood, and eventual death, the gold for the king, for the royalty, frankincense for the priesthood, and myrrh as a spice that one would put on those who had died. They bring these gifts hoping and longing. They are seekers. And yet, all along the way, they have been sought. They have been searched for. They have been reached out to. Those stars in the sky, that star that promised the way and promised the birth of this newborn king, that was a star that was sent for them, because only they could understand what its meaning was. And along the way, they needed help in their searching, and they were spoken to and sought out again. In the ancient writings and scripture of the Jewish people, again, they were sought through prophecy, sought through the wisdom passed down from generation to generation through story and poetry and imagery. They were sought. They were sought out so that they could come to that place and behold the wonder that is that newborn child. These seekers were sought for, were searched for, were guided to the place where they could come to pay homage to this newborn child. And this is God's way. If you're here this morning, unless of course you were dragged here, but if you're here this morning, you are seeking. Seeking for God, seeking for a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in your life, seeking direction, seeking a word of hope, a word of love, a word of justice, a word of peace. You are seekers here in this place. But I want to tell you this morning that you are not just seekers, but you are sought after. Sought after by the God who will speak to you in the stars and speak to you in the wonders of this creation. You are sought after by the God who has revealed herself in story and in the teachings of sages throughout the cultures. You are sought after by the God who has come and made covenant with the people of Israel, who has said that I will always be here for you, O nation of Israel, O Jewish people. And so too, you have been sought after most ultimately in that newborn child lying in the manger, who grew up, who shared the good news of God's kingdom coming among us, who promised release to the captives, sight to the blind, good news to the poor, who revealed the nature of God's kingdom through his healing and through his teaching, through his casting out of demons, through his sharing of meals, who sought after you even in your brokenness by going to death on the cross so that we might share in salvation, the salvation promised to us through God. God has been seeking you out, seeking for you, for your life, for your salvation, for your well-being. This is what God does. God comes in search of us. Comes in search of you. And so today, as we gather in prayer, seeking hope, seeking consolation, seeking to turn our grief into joy, know that God seeks you as well. As you come up around this rail, seeking for a bit of unity and communion, know that God too seeks you in that place, searches for you through bread and wine, made holy and new for you. This is God's way. God is searching for you. And so seek. But know that God has sought you first and will always search for you, come what may. For indeed, this is how much God loves you, that God has sought you out through stars, through story, and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.